Taking notes has become second nature. After scratching down a few observations in the field, I return and work them into a narrative. They can end up being anything from a straightforward record of events to a collection of impressions tied together into a storyline. On recent trips to the Grand Canyon, these field notes have included an investigation of paint smears on a cliff. These were left by the artist Louis Aiken when he cleaned his palette more than 100 years ago. They've described the dramatic unfolding of the last monsoon storm and traced the story of an old inscription carved by the orphan son of an Arctic explorer who died of starvation in the far north. So field notations in all their variety interest me. The journals of explorers, the notebooks of artists, and the diaries of scientists. At times I found myself deep in the back rooms of the Smithsonian Institution, among file cabinets and specimen drawers, deciphering the faded pen and ink records they contain. The field notebooks have a rawness to them I like, a spontaneity not found in monographs and memoirs. One day I sat in the research library, reading the diary of Charles Walcott, a geologist who spent the winter of 1882 and 83 studying rock formations below the rim of Grand Canyon. I was searching for descriptions of the landscape between Nanquip and Vishnu Temple, written when he was seeing it for the first time, unfiltered. What I didn't expect when I opened his diary was to encounter the human side of the geologist. Walcott, who would go on to become director of the U.S. Geological Survey and head of the Smithsonian, was 32 years old and had lost his wife 6 years before. As he rode the train west, he recorded in his diary a few routine observations and the normal chance encounters with other passengers. And then the tone of his writing changed. The scientist made a hurried entry beginning with the words, "Met a nonsensical girl." It ended with a bold flourish of the pen, the only flourish in the entire diary. And tucked between the pages was a lock of fine blonde hair. Sensible geologist encounters nonsensical girl, and balance is restored to the world. Once in the canyon, Walcott wrote about the geology, naturally, and the winter storms sweeping in, bringing snow and sleet. He mentioned the packers who hauled in the supplies and carried out specimens, and trails so difficult they lost a mule off the edge of one. He noted his frostbitten feet and water pockets freezing solid at night, forcing the men to place chunks of ice around the campfire to melt for the animals. Camped at the river, he described how the crashing rapids sounded like Niagara Falls. I took notes on his field notes, but that's not what stayed with me when I left the archive. Walking down the street, I kept thinking about the enthusiastic flourish of the pen and the single lock of hair left between the pages of a diary long forgotten.